Weiler Show is on the air.
This is the one they're talking about.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman.
Numbers matter. They matter in our segment now, sponsored by our good friends over at University Cottages, universitycottages.com. Hey, students, looking for a place to live next year. This is a great place. Across from Ingles, Cat Bus, really cool stuff there. Your own cottage. It's not a duplex. It's not an apartment. It's not a condominium. You get your own cottage. That's really cool. And brand new, so you don't get the cat smells or the pet smell. They are pet friendly, so that's really cool. And all the amenities.
Do it now.
Yep.
Before they run out.
Yeah, because that's going and going fast. So go ahead and sign up for that. Numbers matter. University Cottages, that number is 784-3400, 784-3400. I give you a number that matters right now. Doc Redman, 66, final round of the ACC tournament. Bryson Nimmer, 67, in the final round of the ACC tournament. Coach Larry Penley joins us now. Coach, you made a run at the ACC, man. Doc gets in second place, and you guys finished second. You made a got off to a great start there and on the final round. Made another great run to make Georgia Tech sweat that thing out in the last hole.
Yeah, we caught them. We just couldn't sustain it.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of them deals where we had it. You know, we snatched defeat from the jaws of victory, but it happens, you know. As I get older in coaching, you don't remember the wins, but you sure do remember the ones you lost.
Yeah.
And that one hurt. You know, that one stung a little bit. But hey, we'll be back. The guys got over it pretty quick. I think the freshmen maybe learned something. You know, we had three rookies out there, and I hate to say that our inexperience showed late, but it did. So you know, we'll just get better from it and move on. Hopefully this week.
Well, I want to ask you about that. Let me start off by asking about the whole process. It seems to me that I'm not sure why you even have a golf committee, because just I just go down the rankings, and then the rankings change, the final rankings change. Am I wrong by thinking that, A, it is done by the rankings, but, B, it's not even done by the final rankings, because, like, the next day or two after that, the rankings changed again?
Yeah, we don't really understand exactly what happened with the rankings. You know, we finished second in our tournament, which was a horrible loss, and then we finished second at the ACC's, and we go from 16 to 14. And then you got A&M, who did not play well at all in the SEC championship and finished about sixth, and Oklahoma, who was ranked third. A&M ranked second, and Oklahoma goes to the Big 12 and beats number one ranked Oklahoma State. That's the first loss Okie State has this spring. And you would think that they would flip-flop 2 and 3, but they stayed the same, which I don't know how you don't move Oklahoma to 2. I don't know how you don't move A&M to 3 or even 4. And all that dictates where you go, because we were, as a 15 seed or even a 16 seed, we were lined up with number 4. 15, we were lined up with 3. And 14, we were lined with 2. So A&M stays at 2, and that's where we go. But you know, we're going to have to do a good job of learning this golf course. They had a tournament there in the fall. Baylor played. Baylor shot 34 over. And you know, we're already looking online at everything we can see. It's a Nicklaus course, 7,100 yards, which is not very long for these kids. So there's got to be something to it that makes it difficult. Either tight fairways, crazy Nicklaus greens, or a lot of rough. You know, so we haven't quite put that together yet, but I'm sure we'll come up with a game plan for it.
All right, in preparation for it, you know, kinds of greens, contour greens. I mean, have you prepared since exams ended? You know, what's been the game plan before you even head out there?
Bermuda, all Bermuda,
yeah.
Nothing but Bermuda. And if it's anything like the Falls greens, which the Falls is a Jack Nicklaus golf course with Bermuda greens. We were at the Vineyard yesterday. They have Bermuda greens, although that's Fazio golf course, but their greens are the Falls and the Vineyards right now might have two of the best Bermuda greens you could ever. I mean, they're just perfect. I'd like to find them. I'd like to find something that's a little harder, you know, maybe a little firmer. But because I got to believe out there, it's already hot. out in Bryan, Texas, and they're gonna bake them greens. And you know, I'm guessing that the hole locations are going to be ridiculous. That might be the only defense this place has, unless they've been able to grow a bunch of rough already. But you know, we're just going to stay on Bermuda. It's a TIF dwarf too. You know, ours around here are Mini Verde or Champions, so that's a little bit different, but not much. 419 fairways, 419 rough. So we're just going to pound Bermuda until we get to Texas.
All right. As far as the schedule, when do you leave and when do you you get? I think this is one practice round total.
Yes, just one. We fly out early Saturday. Practice round Sunday, and then play Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay. The format: 13 teams. Top, is it top five or six? The women, I get confused on some of this stuff. Now, how many regionals? How does this all work now?
Yeah, there's six regions.
Right.
Women have four.
Okay.
Men have six.
Okay.
And the women advance six through each region, and the men advance five through each region. There are, in our six regions, three of them will have 13 teams and 10 individuals, and three of them will have 14 teams and five individuals. So, you know, they're setting tee times for 75 players. They'll go front and back, starting 7:30, 8 o'clock. And I think the last tee time is around 9:15, 9:20, which is great. Everybody's on the course at the same time. You know, and you're over by mid-afternoon. You know, right after lunch, you're done. And we do get to play with the 1 and 2 seeds. So we'll get to play with A&M and Baylor. Baylor is the 2 seed. And we are the 3 seed, you know. So it's all that's going to be good. I mean, we'll have the first tee time off of 10 the first day, and then we flop, kind of do a flop wave, and we'll have the latter time I think off of 1 the second day. But still, I say later time. I mean, we're going to be teeing off before 9 o'clock, so it's going to be early.
All right, you have, obviously, you mentioned A&M and Baylor. You guys are there, Kentucky, then UCLA, Ole Miss, South Carolina, Georgia, San Francisco, Mississippi State. In your experience of this in the past, only five teams make it. There's, how many of those teams do you think can make it? I mean, in this thing, is it, I mean, could six, seven, eight? How many teams do you have to beat, in other words, in your experience of these regionals?
Probably eight teams.
Okay.
You know, usually after you get past the 8 seed, somebody's got to do something really extraordinary to make it.
Right.
But that doesn't, you know, I'm not saying that can't happen at all, especially with all the SEC teams there. I mean, we've got six.
Right.
It was kind of funny. You know, I hate to plug the SEC, but the SEC championship this year was the fourth hardest rated tournament in the country. They had 12 teams advance to the NCAA regionals, which is really amazing. We thought we had a pretty good ACC squad this year, or as a whole, and we only had 9 teams advance. So they had 12 teams make it, and you know they're coming off a real difficult venue down in Sea Island. Scores were pretty high, you know, and a lot of the teams didn't play particularly well. You know, A&M didn't play well. South Carolina didn't play well. Georgia didn't play well, so you know they're gearing up and really getting ready for these regionals, and they're going to be tough to beat. You know, they've got good teams, so you know anything can happen. But we got to go try to focus on what we can do. We got to get them freshmen to calm down. Doc is as focused, and Bryson is as focused as I've ever seen them. They're ready to play, and their teammates are really. I mean, it's exciting to watch. We had a great day yesterday, great practice yesterday. We're going to do the same thing today. We're going to do a lot of short game work down on our area, on our Bermuda greens today. And then we're going to go up to Mountain Park, which has got great Bermuda greens as well. And we're going to play there tomorrow. And then we're going to let them rest and relax on Friday. So that's pretty much the plan.
You mean you're playing the best golf course in South Carolina? I told you that, Coach. Mountain Park, the best course in South Carolina. Hey, you're 30.
It's so good. It's so good.
It is. Your 35th tournament in a row, NCAA tournament in a row. You're on this great streak right now. Five consecutive tournaments with a second place or better finish with Doc Beck. What did it feel like with Doc back? He's been around, obviously, but he hadn't played. It's nice having him, you know, as a guy coming in there. But how is it different having him back?
You know, we didn't know how it was going to be. And Jordan and I talked a lot about it. I wasn't real sure. But, you know, he stayed so engaged, even when we didn't have him. You know, he's at practice. Now, we did lose him a week for Bay Hill. We lost him a week, obviously, for the Masters. Of course, we were playing. We were on the road, so it really wasn't that big of a deal. But he was always keeping his teammates accountable. You know, he was always telling them, y'all keep working hard. I'm going to be back. I'm going to be back. And when I am, man, we need to get this thing done. You know, so he was totally engaged. And it was really like he'd never left. You know, it's pretty awesome where you've got a guy you can really count on to just stick in the one hole and just turn him loose, you know, and that's pretty much what we did with him. And it's amazing to me, after he had played back-to-back weeks, one of them being the Masters and one of them being Harbortown, where he made the cut, you know. I hate to say I was pulling for him to miss the cut, but I really wanted him to rest a little bit before the ACC Championship. I was worried about him being tired.
All right.
Well, he was dialed in, and you know, I think he just shot the lowest score ever shot to not win the ACC Championship. You know, shooting 14 under par, that usually gets it done 99.9% of the time. You know, unfortunately, Thomas Walsh from Virginia shot 16 under, but Doc was right there. You know, and I really expect him to play great our next two tournaments as well.
Well, we spent a whole lot of time talking about these freshmen. We spent a whole lot of time talking about Doc and what he meant. I had someone close to your program tell me the other day, he says, man, Bryson Nimmer is going to be a great pro one day. And I'm not sure that Bryson isn't the key to all this. We don't talk enough about Bryson Nimmer around here and really the phenomenal year he's had, phenomenal 3 years he's had so far.
Well, I tell Bryson all the time, he's our glue. You know, he bonds everybody. He's best friends with everybody on the team. Probably one of the hardest workers that I've had in a while. Man, he gets after it. I mean, he really gets after it. His putting is coming around. When he figures out this putting deal, it's going to be lights out, because he is one of the best strikers of the golf ball I've had in a while. And we've had some good ones. But he, you know, when you don't miss fairways, and your whole proximity is most of the time inside 20, 25 feet, you know, it's hard to mess that up. He competes extremely hard. You know, it's amazing to me he has yet to win a college tournament. And I know it's gotten in his head a little bit, but he's going to win some. And I'm like you. I think he's going to be a consummate pro. I mean, he's going to be somebody. He's going to be a Jay Haas. You know, he's going to go out there and he's going to make 25 cuts a year. You know, and he's going to be always there. But what he does for our team and how he continues to work with the young guys and you know, just as a tremendous teammate, I can't say enough good things about him.
All right, final one for you. Going back, hopefully going back to Carston Creek. I know you're focused on Texas A&M and College Station right now. But in the back of your mind, when you saw it, when it was announced, I don't know how long ago it was announced. But going back to the place that you won a national championship, it's got to be pretty doggone special for you to think about maybe heading back.
It does bring back good memories. You know, there's no doubt about that. It doesn't seem like it was 2003. You know, it's been a long time. It's been 15 years since we won there. I don't think the golf course has changed that much. We actually had a regionals there 3 years ago. It was Bryson's freshman year, so it was 3 years ago. The golf course is as mean and as nasty as I remember it being in 2003. So I like our team on that golf course. You know, you got to hit fairways. You got to hit it fairly long. Our team can do that. You got to be good putters. You know, you got to have really good short game around that golf course. You're going to end up with some really odd short game shots, very difficult short game shots. Our team has a very good imagination around the greens, and we're able to pull a lot of stuff off. But we, you know, first things first, obviously,
yeah,
we need to take care of business, and we need to really do a good job out in Texas and make sure we get out to Stillwater.
Well, no one's won more in-state tournament regionals than you as a coach. You got seven regional wins. I don't want to – I know you talked about this before. You don't want to just advance. Let's go ahead and just win the thing out there. I mean, advancing as a first-place team is better than just advancing, right?
Oh, there's no question. And our guys are so excited to play with. We haven't seen A&M, I don't think, all year. I think we saw Baylor maybe one time in the fall. And I think they barely beat us. You know, so we're about to go compete against two teams that, you know, we're hungry to try to beat. And I really like that. I you know, this is a part of the country that we don't play a lot of golf in. We don't play too much in the Southwest. We used to have a couple tournaments in Texas that we'd go to quite regularly, but somehow that kind of went by the wayside, and we don't do that anymore. But, you know, the guys are excited about going where we are, and it's, you know, it's an opportunity to go try to win a golf tournament. I mean, and that's pretty much what it boils down to. Let's go do the best we can, and let's try to win us a tournament.
Get that A&M scout, that Baylor scout. You wouldn't mind a little South Carolina, a little Georgia scout in there, too. I know you.
Ooh, I'd love all them scouts. Them are some good ones. Them are wall-hanging scouts right there,
buddy. Hey, Coach, we'll follow. Everybody follow on GolfStat. Great success there. Good luck with everything out there. And let's talk about heading out to Stillwater, Oklahoma next week.
You got it, Mickey. Thank you, man.
Thank you, buddy. But good, safe travels. It's a good friend, Larry Penley. Man, I'd like to get that South Carolina Georgia scalp in there too, Zach. I love that when he talked about that before. It's good stuff. My friends at Trail, TREHEO.com, they want to build your next building. They won't build a home. They won't build water plants and dams. I know, Zach, you're in the big – you like planting dams and water treatment plants. So they can't help you there. But they can help you with your next building, and they can help you with what they call the Better Building Process. The Better Building Process is appropriately named because it is a single-source delivery. Now, they can still partner with architects, and they can still come in at any point in time. But their process is a better delivery method. It is better because it's better as far as if you're on a board, it's better as far as budgets go, it's better as far as first-time builders go, as they shepherd you through this process. It is the design build. It's really that they go about it the back way. They figure out the end product, and they figure out how to get there. I love this idea. They've done over $1 billion of work in this region, and they love doing that. The bottom line here is that Trail can offer you a different way to build at a better price and a guaranteed price and a guaranteed delivery date. You're going to love it. The Better Building Process at Trail, TREHEO.com, 800-319-7006. We'll take a break, come back for more. It's Mickey Paula Show, more after this.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
I'm here with Lucian Lee of Hales Jewelers. When the occasion is worth remembering, it's worth a gift from Hales. How so?
A gift of fine jewelry is all about memories. Wonderful occasions, momentous events, exchanges of true love. We're blessed to be part of it. When it really matters, people choose Hales.
Helping to make loving occasions memorable.
Hales on Haywood Road, a little south of the mall.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd. Are you ready for your upcoming move? Relax, because my friends at Tiger Moving have been trained to quarterback their move for you. Skip the headache and the backache. Hire the clean-cut, athletic movers. They have the experience, attitude, and equipment to make your moving experience completely stress-free. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to book your next move with Tiger Moving of Greenville. Licensed and insured to operate in Greenville, Sp- Spartanburg, and Anderson counties. Go Tigers!
If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, or a place to start a new business, or you need some acreage, then you need to call Coldwell banker Hugh Durham and Associates. Hugh Durham has been in business for over 45 years, a member of IPTE for 54 years, and he has the same dedication to Clemson Athletics as he has to his business. Put the dedicated and experienced experts to work for you. Call Coldwell banker Hugh Durham at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com and get ready to be treated like family.
If you live near or in a 30-mile radius of Anderson and you're living paycheck to paycheck, do you need a used car, truck, or SUV but don't have any money? Could you just use a lucky break? Just get to Anderson Ford's Credit Doesn't Matter Lucky Break Start of Summer Clearance Sale. Other dealers say no. Anderson Ford says yes, yes, yes. Vehicles priced from just $39.99 with payments as low as $109 a month. If your bills are late, you're divorced, behind on alimony, even bankrupt, Anderson Ford could put you in a used car, truck, or SUV with just $1 down. It's the Anderson Ford Credit Doesn't Matter Lucky Break Start of Summer Clearance Sale you've been waiting for. Just $1 down if you have a job. Going on right now at Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard off Exit 19 in Anderson or online at AndersonFordSC.com. Plus tax, tag, title, and registration. See dealer for details.
For Mother's Day, treat her to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa 5 years in a row. Their staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one-day or mini-holiday packages, the Modern Mama or Ladies' Day in packages, or Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Mother's Day and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson, Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
Local Q will make your next event one to remember. Let us bring the Q to you, offering full-service catering functions or drop-off self-service events. We'll bring our famous barbecue to you and help you kick off the fun with cornhole, giant Jenga, or some classic board games. When you want to make it a party, Local Q is what you do. Learn more now online at localq.com. Beer, barbecue, and board games. It all comes together with Local Q.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
See young men and women throughout the state compete at the State Finals Rodeo at T. Ed Garrison Arena, May 31st through June 2nd. Action in categories like team roping and goat tying, bareback bronc and bull riding, calf and breakaway roping, barrel racing, and pole bending. Adults $12, students with ID 8, and free for 5 and under. Save $2 buying advanced tickets at Boot Barn and Easley. Sponsored by HP Veterinary Services and Home Place Horse and Cattle Company.
Tyler Show is on the air.
I want everybody to see this.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hey, Granger Nissan of Anderson wants you to come by. They really want to just meet you. They want to talk to you, learn more about you and your family and your needs, and show you around. They'd love for you to stop by and see them. Granger Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. New cars, used cars, certified, pre-owned. There's a bunch of different ways they go through the certification process is really cool. On their website, you could do a car by payments. I like that idea because let's face it, what's the point in dreaming? You know, I mean, you can dream, but what's the point in doing it if you can't pull it off? And I'm talking about their service. and their parts people. These are really good. Book an appointment online. Do all this at Granger Nissan of Anderson. Home of the Play Ball Kids, the proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. Granger Nissan of Anderson, home of a lifetime powertrain warranty. Go to their website, figure it all out. GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com with some pre-shopping. And then, more importantly, stop by the dealership there. 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Zach, I want so much for our texter to call in from the 864. I'm not going to give his phone number. But I know you've seen this because I saw you add it to the conversation. We have I'm not sure this person is real or not. I think this is a troll because I don't think anyone truly believes this. Let me read this to you, Zach, and then I want you to tell me if you think this person is real or is this a troll. Ready? Because you do know there are delusional people in this world.
Yeah, of course.
And you do know that we're so biased sometimes that we just can't see. So I said Tom Herman, who turned South Carolina down, the hottest coach in the country that turned down to stay at Houston and then went to Texas, is one of the hot names out there. I said no one in their right mind would rather have Will Muschamp than Tom Herman. And a texter from the 864 says, 9-4, 2 years removed from 3-9, I'll take Muschamp any day. Now, I'm not even going to get into the 9-4 and who they beat. I'm not going to get into the strength, how bad the SEC East is. I've done that song and dance, and I don't want to do that anymore. But I was responding, please. And he said, big facts. And I just said, you know, keep telling yourself that. So this is his response. Here's what he's basing upon. He or she saying, how many players has Will Muschamp sent to the league versus Dabo? Like, I don't think that this person believes this. Because you can't get beat 90-17 in your 2 years to your arch rival and say, well, how many players is into the pros? Like, there aren't people out there, there aren't Gamecock fans out there, Clemson fans out there that keep scoring the rivalry by NFL draft picks or people in the pros. So I pointed that out. So you don't keep score that way. 56-7 and 34-10 is how you keep score. And he or she's next text is butthurt? ? Like, no, I'm not butthurt over the draft. By the way, South Carolina had one person drafted and Clemson had three, but I don't care about that. I told you before, I care about what happens in November between the two and national championships, national championship game appearances, college football playoff appearances, New Year's Day Six Bowl appearances, New Year's Day Bowl games, bowl records, the overall record in the rivalries, conference championships, division championships. That's pretty much what I care about. And so I just invited the person to call in the show. Now, we just got a response. No one said Will had more drafted. You just assume that because I proposed a question. I'm seriously interested in not even supposed to have electronics on the job or I would. Listen, Sparky, take a break. This is sport. Take a break. Everybody gets a cigarette break, right? Take a break and come on out. My question to you, Mr. Or24, is this person really doesn't believe this, right?
They can't.
This is not a delusional fan that simply believes it, because there's one of about three scenarios here. Number one is just a troll. I don't believe it is. Number two, it's someone who is trying to have banter that wants to throw out a fact or two that, you know, to kind of fight back a little bit, to give a little resistance, right? Instead of just taking it, just get like a slight little resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Or number three, like total delusional that really believes it. I don't think the third option is what we're actually seeing here, correct? And it's like the little resistance one in there, like trying to put up some sort of fight?
Just a little bit.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
Okay. Just making sure. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Back to reality. Back to grown-up talk. Here.
Talk.
Sport, Chief. your concerns. We're doing about one position every week now on this.
Oh, we're back to this.
Yes. You gave your concerns at quarterback being healthy. I don't care about that because you got a bunch of guys here who can play. Running backs, your concern was I forgot what your concern was. Running back.
Me too. We've done it. We did it in February.
You didn't have a whole lot of concerns in a wide receiver.
No.
I'm concerned about tight ends in that I'm not sure there is a great tight end there. I even think that Galloway could come in and make some sort of push there. But I don't think you look up J.C. Chalk and Smith and Mylon Richard and Garrett Williams and think NFL with any of those. I don't think the talent level is great. I think it's good. I think it's solid. I think it's above average in the ACC. I think it's above average in college football, but I don't think it's elite by any stretch. I told you I don't think the running backs are elite. So let me run this scenario down for you, Mr. Ward 24. Fossinelli at center with Gage Cervenka there backing him up. Pollard moving from tackle to right guard.
Yep.
You've got Simpson moving into a starting role at left guard. I think future NFL offensive lineman and John Simpson. You've got Ankrum at right tackle with Hyatt at left tackle. Jackson Carmen's going to play some. Vincent's going to play some. Bockhorst is going to play some. I think they like Stewart a little bit too. I think that Chandler Reeves is coming on a little bit. But Hyatt, Ankrum, Simpson, Pollard, Fossinelli. Are you concerned about the depth? Are you concerned about the two new guards? Are you concerned about Pollard moving inside? Are you concerned? What is the concerns of the offensive line?
The concerns of that offensive line start and end with your guard play. You're new on the interior. These are guys that, in some instances, haven't played a ton of that position. And it's going to take some getting used to. You'll be fine against Furman, but it could be exposed against Texas A&M.
Does A&M have the talent to expose them?
They have the athletic ability. I don't know if they have the talent. They'll give them more problems than Furman will.
I would say, and I think Gage Cervenka can be a serviceable guy putting in either center or either two guards. I would say, and by the way, if you had an injury, I'm concerned about depth a little bit. If Hyatt goes down, I think maybe you move Pollard back to right tackle, Ankrum maybe left tackle, and you move Cervenka to guard maybe.
Where's your 5-star offensive lineman fit in?
Jackson Carmen?
Mm-hmm.
Not quite ready yet. He'll play a role, but I'm not ready to see him start yet.
Okay.
So if either of the tackles get hurt, again, I think the plan would be Pollard moves back out to tackle and Cervenka at guard. If either the guards gets hurt, Cervenka there. If center gets hurt, Cervenka there. So that's I feel like you can count on Fossinelli, Pollard, Simpson, Ankrum, Hyatt, and I feel like the sixth best offensive lineman right now might be Cervenka, even though I know they like Bockhorst and Vincent. They like them. I'm not sure those guys are ready to play. Bockhorst and Vincent are freshmen. Cervenka is a junior. That'd be the plan right now. But And by the way, I think you want to have about 8 offensive linemen that can play. You feel good about. You're never going to have 10. You don't feel good about every position. Just because you don't have the reps, you can't rep them. Carmen's coming, but I'm not sure he's ready for that yet.
Why do you say that?
Physically, still getting in better physical condition.
Mm-hmm.
You've made that case here on the show. And just the experience level of knowing and the adjustments and the checks and the, assignments against different fronts and different blitzes and different, just seeing that. I think he's going to be a superstar here. I think he's going to be a 2-time all ACC kind of guy.
I remember him playing well in the spring game.
I saw that. I saw glimpses, but also saw him get beat a couple times too.
Sure.
On the edge. I'm not overly concerned about the offensive line. I am a little bit concerned about the depth on the offensive line. Are you more concerned? What's your biggest unit on the offense that you're most concerned about?
Tight end. Tight end is not even close, really.
And even then, tight end is essential, but you could go through games without playing a tight end.
Tight end because it's just it's an unknown at this point in time.
I think Garrett Williams gained some.
Is he okay?
Yeah. Yeah, he played most of the spring, all the spring there. I think that Garrett...
Didn't he get hurt in the beginning of that game, the Trevor Lawrence pass? He dove and took like some kind of shoulder thing.
Was that not Kenneth Smith?
It was one of the two. I don't know which one it was.
I think Williams coming back, I think he's your best combination of a receiver and a blocker. I feel better about the tight ends this year than they did last year. Because last year, they certainly missed Jordan Leggett. And then, call me wrong, man. I really think that Brendan Galloway, is going to have a say. And it might not be in September. But I think as this season progresses, I think you'll see Brendan Galloway be a bigger part of the offense.
This guy's still new to the sport of football, if we're going to be honest, right?
Yeah, especially tight end.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're getting confirmation that Cannon Smith, we're taking people's words for us, Cannon Smith. I don't disagree with you. I think the least talented group is the tight end group, but I'm not sure this is essential like to the success of the offense at tight end. So we'll see. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Final break. We'll come back, wrap things up. The Gamecocks got a 2020 commitment. We'll tell you about that. Tell you about the Yankees and Red Sox. Tell you about the TPC, the number one players. Our players are going to be number one. We had a no-hitter in baseball. We had a player setting another Major League record in baseball last night. So another first. And get you a little Clemson-Western Carolina preview in the final segment of the show. Hey, Carolina Flooring Specialists, they want to come in and build your garage floor. They want to put in this high-performance, solid epoxy base, slip-resistant, stain-resistant. Looks great. The chips look great. Your colors look great. So great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. Give them a call, 404-8158, 864-404-8158. They'll find a way to get you, and they're going to be very busy all summer long, but they're going to find a way to get you in, and you're going to absolutely love it. It is our terrific friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. I want to tell you, there's a lot of different ways you can improve your home. This is the most fun way to improve your home right now, CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. Short break, final segment right after this.
The Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson baseball is back in action this Wednesday when the Tigers host Western Carolina at Doug Kingsmore Stadium. Pre-game will begin at 6 p.m. with first pitch at 6:30. Catch all the action right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action this season from first pitch to the last out. Right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bed liner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
It's the Sea-Doo Ready to Ride sales event at Foothills Motorsports in Piedmont. Ride into your next adventure with the revolutionary performance of a Sea-Doo watercraft. And now, for a limited time, receive a rebate of up to $1,000 on select models. Escape the everyday starting at $53.99. Foothills Motorsports, located at 104 Halter Drive in Piedmont.
Offer ends May 31st, 2018. See dealer for details.
Now through May 13th, your friends at Reach Jewelers are holding a special VIP event where you can purchase aged, trade-in, or exchange merchandise at exceptional value and savings. These pieces are qualified and eligible for full warranty and include diamonds, bridal sets, and earrings. The VIP event, now through May 13th at Reach Jewelers, next to Belk at Haywood Mall. Proud to have been your trusted jeweler for over 70 years. Visit them online at Reach.com.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Grilling season is officially on, and so is the Thrill of the Grill event at the Home Depot, with the best prices of the season on grills, tools, and accessories, like the River Grill Cattleman Charcoal Grill and Smoker for only $99, regularly $129. Enough room for 22 burgers. You can grill with it, smoke with it, and right now, save $30 with it. Only at the Thrill of the Grill event, going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through June 20th while supplies last.
Day Spa 12 West Stone pampers her with the perfect Mother's Day gifts. Indulge in a total body massage, facial, or Avita makeover, aromatherapy, scalp and foot massage, manicure, pedicure, champagne lunch, paraffin hand treatment, and shampoo style. Normally $350, just half price at $175. Or we'll design a package for any budget. 235-7721 or dayspagreenville@gmail.com. Day Spa 12 West Stone. A portion of the proceeds help homeless animals rescue.
Zero-turn mowers with unlimited possibilities. Now for $200 off. For a limited time, Cub Cadet is offering up to $200 off select residential lap bar zero-turn mowers. The Cub Cadet RZTL series combines responsive lap bar-controlled zero-turn handling and outstanding comfort, giving you unmatched stability and versatility to help bring your lawn to life. Visit CubCadetDealers.com to find your local independent dealer and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Not eligible on other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
So, who did you wake up with? It's the Mickey Plyler Show
on WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on.
Did he mean? Stacy, can I? Did he mean to send this? Did you just read it? After school. Read the 7108.
Oh, the little poem thing he sent you?
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. It sounds like you guys are getting intimate.
I'm not sure he meant to send that or not. I think he meant to send it to his girlfriend or something.
Does Meredith know that people send you these kind of things?
Our delusional fan has...
Every night in my dreams, I see you. I feel you. That is how I know you. Go on. Far across the distance and spaces between us. You have come to show you. Go on. Near, far, wherever you are. And it goes on for a couple more stanzas.
What?
Yeah. That's nice. That's beautiful, actually.
I think he sent the wrong text.
I'm really rooting for you two crazy kids.
I think that he sent the wrong text.
Really rooting for you two.
I think we got caught up in a little love triangle here.
Dang.
We were talking about Clemson and South Carolina football. And I get it every night in my dreams. I see you. I feel you. That is how I know you're going far across it.
Let me be clear. This dude is sending these things to his significant other. Square.
Love can touch us one time.
Don't do that.
And the last for a lifetime. And never let go till we're gone. Love was when I loved you. One true time I hold you. And my life will always go on. I think that he...
We're getting some Celine Dion suggestions. It might be a song here.
From Titanic? Is that what he's trying to say? That Clemson's a Titanic ship going
wherever
down?
Wherever you are. Yes, it is. Yeah. Now that I'm thinking about it.
So, but did he mean to send that to us? Or is that like, what is he trying to say there?
It's for you. He meant to send it to you. Heard you enjoy the Titanic.
Is that a cycling out one? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know.
Woo!
I'm rooting for you two crazy kids.
Woo! All right, Sparky. How about this text I get? Is it possible for you to give me the number to Zero Res? Yeah. 864-558-7300. Zero Res, powered water. Insanely clean carpets. Zero Res, they can help you like they helped me and help WCCP. Get it done. Get this thing done right. Hey, three rooms right now, $129. Mention my name. Get a hallway for free, free hallway. That's really cool. So great friends at Zero Res and ZeroResGreenville.com. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. And Erica from 864 says, thanks for that. Very good. Good stuff there. Let me get William, and then I've got our tweets. We hadn't read any tweets today, and all tweets get on the air. William's in Georgia. Good morning, William. How you doing, man?
Hey, Mickey. How you guys doing?
Couldn't be better.
Hit the delete button and move on, dude. Guy sounds like he's got a thing for you. But anyway, talking about that tweet you just got.
Yeah, I hope.
Text or whatever it was.
I hope not.
Anyway, I was listening to you earlier. I wanted to make a comment about Muschamp, if I may. You guys were talking about between Tom Herman and him. Tom Herman, hands down, because he's, to me, Tom's more devoted to the game and the team that he's with. Muschamp, he'll go anywhere they give him a job. He proved that. You know what I'm saying? I just think that, I don't know, I don't think that it's going to work out for him in South Carolina either because his heart's not in it. But that's just my opinion. You guys have a good day. Thanks for getting
in. Thank you, William. I appreciate the phone call. I think his heart is in it, and I think that he's trying. Part of the heart is in it is you got to try to prove that Florida, what happened in Florida, you know, was wrong, and he's trying to right the ship. I get that. And he's a hard worker. I get it. I think he's done some good things there. But Tom Herman is a superstar. Tom Herman's a top 20 coach in the country, top 10 coach in the country. Tom Herman is the next great thing out there. Zach, am I giving Tom Herman too much credit? I think Tom Herman's one of the 10 or 12, 15 best coaches in the country.
I think you're speaking to his potential, not necessarily what he's accomplished at a high level, at an elite level. How elite was Houston? I mean, they finished, what did they finish? What was their high finish? Was it 8, 9?
And he beat Florida State yeah. In the Chick-fil-A Bowl. I'll ask you this.
Please.
You're an AD. You are starting a football program. You can hire any coach in the country. Give me the guys that you would hire. Stop me when I give you the list of guys that you would hire instead of Tom Herman. Ready?
Instead of Tom Herman?
And these are guys that you'd rather have instead of Tom Herman.
Okay.
Saban.
Mm-hmm.
Dabo Swinney.
I'll stop you when I don't like a name.
Urban Meyer. Jim Harbaugh.
I'm going to stop you right there.
Okay, so I got three. You're the first three you gave. All right. Yeah. How many more guys here? Jimbo Fisher.
I want him, yeah.
Okay. Four. David Shaw.
Yep.
Gary Patterson?
Yeah, yep.
Gus Malzahn?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Nah, not me. James Franklin?
Nope.
So seven so far.
I hate everything Penn State.
Dan Mullen?
Nope.
Mark D'Antonio?
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Not me, buddy.
This guy's going to a playoff.
Playoff? Mike Gundy?
I'd probably still take Gundy.
Take Gundy?
Yeah.
That's 9. Chris Peterson?
Peterson, definitely.
That's 10. Bobby Petrino?
Nope.
Mark Stoops?
Nope.
Kirby Smart?
Mm-mm.
Kirby Smart, he's been to playoffs?
No.
Kyle Whittingham?
No.
Dana Holgorsen?
No.
Cliff Kingsbury? He's gone. PJ Fleck?
Up and coming, but no.
Ed Orgeron? Bronco Mendenhall? Jeff no. Brom? Pat Fitzgerald?
No.
Bill Snyder?
No.
Mike Leach?
No.
Willie Taggart?
No.
Can I stop now?
Yeah, I
got it. That's 10. You got him number 11, best coach in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
I got him less than that.
That's if you're building a program from scratch.
I'd say Saban, Dabo, Urban Meyer. I take him over Jimbo Fisher. David Shaw, I take instead of him.
You take him over Jimbo?
Yeah.
Guy that's won a national title?
Uh-huh.
Really?
I think in the next...
guy that routinely recruits inside the top five?
I think in the next 5 years Tom Herman will win more games than Jimbo Fisher. In the next 5 years.
I might take that bet.
I'll take that bet. You're going to regret it.
I might take that.
Yeah. I think that Tom Herman is a future superstar in this league.
Saying that.
I think Tom Herman... does he leave Texas for Ohio State when Urban's out? That'll be a call they make. We talk about Dabo all the time. What would you rather have, Texas or Ohio State?
He just needs to worry more about the X's and O's and less about the hydration of his players.
I think the guy's a star, man. I think the guy's a star. Just watch. Look what he did at Houston and what he's going to do. Look what he did at Ohio State.
Look who he played at Houston.
Florida State.
The one game. Okay. Everybody can get lucky. I'm looking at you, Auburn and UCF.
Let's see who else he beat up there at Houston. I've got it here in front of me somewhere. He did a good job at Houston. He also beat, forgot about that. He beat third-ranked Oklahoma.
Who else did he beat?
Third-ranked Oklahoma.
Who else?
Third-ranked Louisville. And ninth-ranked Florida State.
And how many seasons here?
Yeah, in two seasons there, and he beat 25th-ranked Memphis, and he beat 16th-ranked Navy, and he beat...
Navy and Memphis aren't marquee wins. Come on.
And he beat 20th-ranked Temple.
More top 10 wins than I thought he had.
3, 4, 5, 6 top 20 wins in 2 years at Houston, including three top 10 wins.
And what's he done at Texas?
He beat third-ranked Oklahoma, third-ranked Louisville, and ninth-ranked Florida State. That wasn't the same year, that one, but...
Okay, those are great wins. No doubt about it. Yeah. What's he done in Texas?
He's been there 1 year.
Texas, who should be better than Houston, even at their worst.
But he took over a bad team. Get him time to build it, buddy. Texas is going to be top 25 this year.
How long was he at Houston?
2 years.
Same rules don't apply?
No,
he had marquee wins his first year at Houston.
It depends on who he, what it was like when he's took over.
He had marquee wins his first year. Yeah. Texas at his worst should be better than Houston.
That was his second year, by the way, in Oklahoma and Louisville.
Any day.
At Ohio State, he took a backup quarterback and won the national championship. Right?
Is that right?
Yeah. Look at his offenses. Look. By the way, look what he did at Iowa State. What kind of offenses he did out there. So, I'm just telling you, man, just watch out for Tom Herman. Tom Herman is a rising star at the age of 42 years old. Tom Herman is a poor man's Dabo Swinney right now.
I've never rooted against a guy more than Tom Herman.
Really? Ask Gramlich what she thinks. She gets in here. Kelly Gramlich Show.
10 o'clock Saturday.
Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. I'm a good hand for Brad Hughes. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him Brad Hughes at allstate.com. I can get touch at bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coach, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Third string quarterback at Ohio State. That's right. I can forgive someone in sports every single day. Today I'll forgive Titanic Man, Titanic Boy, Sparky, for sending me the love note. Appreciate that. We finish things up as we always do with our 2 minute drill. Skip the music. What do you have for me over there?
Baseball reminders tonight. The big one.
Yeah.
ESPN, Four Letter Network, 7 o'clock. Yankees, Red Sox. Yanks looking to win the series tonight. And then, of course, for the Clemson faithful out there, there is a home game tonight against Western Carolina. 6:30 first pitch. 6 o'clock pregame. You can hear it all right here on WCCP as a part of the Clemson Tigers Network.
My 2 minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. For all real estate needs, this is a great friend, EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him, a guy that can help you out, a guy that would love to help you out. It's EricNewton.com. My full-service real estate company. And I'll see Eric. Saw him at church on Sunday. I'll see him again tomorrow. Looking forward to that. My 2 minute drill, Western Carolina won in 2016, won the Southern Conference Championship. It's got to be injuries. I'm not sure. I'll be listening to the game tonight to find out about it. They are 6-39. I've never seen a worse record from a college baseball team. Have you? 6-39. This was a perennial NCAA tournament team.
So what happens tonight?
I don't know. Oh, Clemson wins tonight, but I don't know what happened in their program. I'm interested to see that tonight. Whoever's doing the game tonight, looking forward to that. Let me thank callers, sponsors, listeners, texters, tweeters, emailers. Let me thank Sam Blackman with the South Carolina, or the Clemson Athletic Hall of Fame information today. And Larry Penley for the Clemson golf information. Zach Gore, great job once again for a second segment. Let me tell you that up next to my favorite people, Brad and Ben, Brad and Zach, in fact. Hope I have a wonderful Wednesday. More importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's what we'll see on the radio.